Good morning, a Thursday morning, always a busy morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan from CNN, an analysis this morning. A growing number of Senate Republicans are ready to publicly acknowledge what's been widely known for weeks, but what they refuse to say. Joe Biden won the presidency and will be sworn in on January 20th. What they're less certain about, what President Donald Trump will do after the Electoral College votes on Monday, and how they plan to respond if he won't concede after Biden is the official winner.
Well, we've often talked about this, David, on the roundtable, and you and I, and the idea about somebody taking him by the elbows and escorting him out of the White House. That's a possibility. I don't think that's going to happen. I think he's going to be out. I think he's building his brand. He's collected hundreds of millions of dollars now to support his campaign as he goes forward. Is there going to be a big question as to what happens to him in New York City when Cy Vance unveils his case, which he'll be allowed to do after the 21st, and when Letitia James, who, by the way, is leading this huge thing against Facebook, which we can talk about, happens. So it'll be fascinating to me to watch what happens the day that Trump is supposed to leave the White House. And I can't wait to wave goodbye. Now, there is something else that's going on, David, and that is that Texas, of all places, is doing a legal case in which they are suing other states which have certified Joe Biden as the winner based on their hapless and crazy claims that the election was illicit. You know, we saw the Supreme Court the other day throw one case out. We can just hope that they didn't throw one out knowing that this one was coming. Donald Trump went on the television yesterday and described it as the big one. The big one is coming. That's the Texas one. I'm going to assume that the people on the Supreme Court are not going to behave disgracefully, but you never know. And to me, the glass is always half full.
Well, let's go to Facebook now. The New York Attorney General, Letitia James, led 48 states Wednesday in filing a landmark antitrust lawsuit against Facebook as the feds, regulators, and lawmakers seriously turn up the heat on social media and internet giants. This isn't the first time we've seen this country deal with monopolies.
No, it isn't. And one of the things that troubles me about this is which monopoly. I can tell you an awful lot of people love Facebook and are on it all the time. You know, you can have governmental leaders saying this is a monopoly and the monopoly is eating up all its competition and buying them and doing that. All of that is true. However, you know, monopoly in this country has gone pretty wild for quite a while now. So the idea that Facebook faces this is an interesting one. You can have attorney generals very angry at Facebook, and properly so in some cases because of the monopolistic tendencies. But you also have an awful lot of people who love Facebook. Now, I suspect that Donald Trump might not have lost the election had it not been for Facebook. An awful lot of people talking to each other about politics. So it's not surprising that Donald Trump doesn't like Facebook. And he also makes noises about Twitter, but he sure uses it. This is a very complex issue, and I think we have to be very careful. I know that Zuckerberg, the head of Facebook, is making it clear that they're going to use every resource they can to protect themselves and to fight for themselves. Whether or not Letitia James finds that the people are behind her on this is an interesting one. We'll see. There can be no doubt that this is a complex problem. Facebook obviously has eaten up its competitors, bought them, and therefore it falls into this monopolistic sphere. But as I said, let's make sure that if we're going to go after Facebook, you better go after some other monopolies too.
Yeah, like Amazon.
Well, sure. And Amazon has provided a tremendous service for an awful lot of Americans. We do use it. People like it. And if you're going to bust it up, how do you bust it up? You know, we busted up the phone companies years ago, but AT&T is back. AT&T wasn't the whole thing, but AT&T is doing quite well, and it didn't go away, and it didn't end. So this is a very interesting area. You know, the newspapers, for whatever it's worth, don't like Facebook and the others. We have heard on the Media Project people say things like, they should pay us. You know, newspapers are a failing enterprise in this country, and they're saying since Facebook and others have eaten their lunch, they should pay them. That ain't going to happen, I don't think. So we know where the newspapers are coming from. We know where Donald Trump is coming from. I suspect we know where the various politicians who are going after it are coming from. So motive in this case becomes extremely important.
Now to the grim news, Alan. The U.S. has hit the highest one-day death toll from coronavirus with 3,054 dead Americans. The dire milestone happened Wednesday, the highest daily death toll to date. The staggering spike in fatalities and infections has overwhelmed hospitals and intensive care units. You know, one after another, as you keep saying, it may be a number, but it's not. It's a human being.
Indeed. And as you saw in Great Britain, there were two cases of anaphylaxis, not anaphylactic shock, but anaphylaxis for people who have allergy issues. Let's face it, an awful lot of people carry EpiPens around because they got stung by a bee at some point. So the question is, would you rather get treated for a reaction, an allergic reaction, or would you rather die? To me, the answer is quite clear, and I'm going to get that shot, I can tell you right now, if I can.
A story in the Washington Post today, Alan, that says Hunter Biden is confirmed that he's under federal investigation. The president-elect's son said in a statement that the U.S. Attorney's Office in Delaware was investigating his tax affairs. Your thoughts on that news and what the Republicans will do with it?
Are we surprised? The tax people will say the president had nothing to do with it. Could be that they're just trying to make points with the president. Could be that the president had something to do with it. Who knows? It's clear that Biden has decided that he will not stop supporting his own child, and I have a great deal of respect for him. On the other hand, I've always felt that Hunter Biden had no business making money off his father's connections. So this is something that Joe Biden is going to have to be paying careful attention to.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok.